Welcome to Fag Nation episode 4. My name is Alan.
And I'm Jake.
Fag Nation covers weekly topics from the internet as seen through the eyes of us, your loyal gays and fags with two G's.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here?
Happy New Year.
Happy
New
Year. Oh, yes, I know. I feel like I'm still hungover, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a crazy New Year?
It was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to drink this because I don't feel loosened up.
Well, let's go.
Oh,
all right.
what are we drinking here today?
What is the shot called? It's a one night stand.
Oh,
so okay. It's a bubblegum vodka, which is what you would have. You have bubblegum before you hook up with someone, like to freshen your breath.
Okay,
whatever. And then the morning after, you'd have pepper. You'd like brush your teeth, so it's peppermint schnapps for the freshness. Whatever.
So
it's a one night stand. Clever.
It's my first one night stand ever.
Ooh, yeah, I bet.
Mm.
It's actually good.
I should have like spurted it around my mouth.
I really like that. That's going down in the books, I think.
That was delicious.
Yes, it was.
No, but what did you end up doing for New Year's anyway?
New Year's, we went down to Palm Springs with a gaggle of the gays.
Gaggle.
Okay. It was like, I don't know, 8 of us. It was fun.
Real cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you?
I went to a house party with like 10 gays. It wasn't bad. I showed up really mad, though, for whatever reason. I sat in the Albertsons parking lot going, I'm just going to go home. I don't even know why I was such a bitch about it, but anyway, it doesn't even matter. But ended up, in the end of the night, sleeping on the floor, making out with this boy, another
hot.
Alan, actually. Awkward. I'll never date an Alan.
That'd be hot to make out with a Jake. I mean, for me.
No, are you kidding? I don't like
so.
White boys white. I don't like anyone named Alan, honest. Even if you spell your name A-L-L-E-N, I still none.
Sounds
not
like you have some personal issues. Like,
no, I don't.
Do you love yourself, Alan?
No, I love myself often. I just don't actually love my name, and I don't love, and I especially don't love the spelling. Like, it's spelled A-L-A-N, and that's just one of my pet peeves, but whatever.
Change it.
I'm not going to change. No, I love my name spelled that way.
Okay.
I love myself.
Okay.
Here's the point. My New Year's Eve ended up, me on the floor, blacked out, and these three guys, this couple happened to be at the party, and they had their first threesome with me blacked out on the side. And they said, they thought that I was up the whole time listening to them hook up. So the other Alan was, I guess there was 4 cum shots while I was blacked out on the side. I don't know.
Wow.
I know. I felt disappointed. The last thing I remember is somebody was like reaching over, touching my junk. And it's gone. I disappeared. And we went through 13 bottles of champagne. I don't even know what...
You missed out on
I didn't drink any champagne either. And so I woke up not hungover. I don't know.
It's not a good night.
Yeah, whatever. But, yeah. But everybody else woke up hungover. Were you hungover? Did
you
drink too much?
No, I was good. I think you know what helps? So a little hangover tip is take 2 emergency, you know, the emergency, like, vitamin C little packets before you start drinking. And it's supposedly a perfect hangover remedy, but it works. Like, I don't know, maybe it's all just a subliminal thing, or not subliminal, whatever, in your head. But,
okay,
yeah, it works for me.
I personally prefer the saline injection into the scrotum.
Gosh.
Actually, no, sincerely, it's not a new fad or anything. It's you can seriously inject 500 cc's of saline solution into your testicles. Or not into your testicles. That would be horrible. But you just, and you should probably do it with a professional. But anyway, the sword.com, which is a porno website, so just mind you.
So where do you, wait, you inject it into what?
Into your skin.
Oh, into your ball sack.
Yeah, because think about your ball sack, okay? You're talking about, you know your weenus? They say there's very few, what's that word?
I'm quite familiar with my weenus.
No, your weenus, this thing.
Oh, no.
This is your weenus. Here, touch it, grab it as hard as you can.
Oh, because
grab it really hard.
I got it.
That's as hard as you squeeze?
No.
Jesus. Anyway, so a saline inflated scrotum will cure your hangover, supposedly, because there's this porn star. I don't know which one it is, but either way.
Doesn't matter. Samuel Colt.
Oh, Samuel Colt. He looks good. He has these little muscles. Anyway. So you can put, it takes 25 to 30 minutes to put 500 cc's of saline solution into your testicles. There's supposedly not that many nerve endings in there, so it probably feels just like your weenus. Imagine somebody, well, you can't bite it. I've already actually tried biting it. Because I have vampire teeth?
You just can't lick your elbow.
You can't lick it.
You can't.
That's why you have friends who can lick it for you. anyways, but there's pictures that you're seeing, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously. And it's like taking 20 glasses of water. So your balls Look at this. Your balls are... Oh, no. I think this is the gargantuan elephant balls. Sorry. Oh. Hold on for it.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
I know.
That's just wrong.
Those are,
I'm sorry. That's not
that's,
worth... Are you?
No, but you're looking at a hand. Like, your balls are this big. I mean, it just depends.
It's no, like, that's not okay. Like, I would never do that
oh,
to prevent a hangover.
You're so dramatic.
What?
Anyways, I'm going to try it this year. I mean, I've heard
yeah,
of, like,
just like
nurse friends.
With a girl.
Oh,
whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I've heard of nurse friends who will take IVs with them when they go to Vegas and stuff, and they'll hook it up and they'll hang it from, like, curtains and stuff.
That's just crazy. I'm not a needle. I can't deal with needles. So to fucking put a needle in my scrotum just to, like, prevent a hangover, not going to happen.
I love injecting myself with things.
Well, that's a whole other story.
No. Well, oh, no, that sounds really bad, actually. I don't...
No, not drugs.
Oh, no, yeah.
No, no,
look
no,
at these arms. There's that one track... And for those of you on the audio podcast,
right. we skipped our drinks. Let's jump real quick to them.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about those.
What is that?
It's a Tootsie Pop. Mm. I just barely tried mine. So it's equal parts of regular vodka, chocolate vodka, which the only chocolate vodka I know is Three Olives, and then either grape, in this case, or orange soda. And hold on. I got to say, it tastes like a Tootsie Pop.
It tastes like you're biting it and you're sucking it. Because, you know, that's the big... you know, that's always been the big deal is how many licks? One, two,
three.
Oh, how many does it take?
I don't know.
How many licks does it take?
Ten.
Oh, and I'm drinking the same thing,
one.
Just orange. And it's actually Sunkissed, unfortunately. I wanted to go with the twins. This is Crush, Grape Crush. Anyway, I'm really mad about this being Sunkissed. And it's actually delicious. It's my second one.
So did you, on New Year's, did you watch... Kathy and my boyfriend Anderson.
Oh, I love Anderson Cooper. I only watched it in the background while I was watching other people fornicate.
Right.
Not
of
those boys, because I was blacked out, but
yeah.
There are other people taking their dicks out and such.
Well, we were out of the club, so we missed it, but...
It's not with the gays, you know.
Apparently, you know, and I watched this, but it's not all that newsworthy, but because it's Kathy, so you expect nothing
Kathy
less
who?
Of her. Kathy Griffin, of
oh,
course.
Oh, they're Kathy from the comic strip. That bitch who works in the office
what?
With Dilbert.
Yeah.
No?
No. Kathy Griffin, the gay fabulous comedian. So apparently she drops the F-bomb on live TV on New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper. It was silly. Like, not even worth showing
sounds
you.
Sounds staged, even.
YouTube it, whatever.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, but whatever. She's Kathy, so it's not surprising. But more importantly for me is Anderson. Like, when the fuck is he going to just come out?
I hear he's rumored to be coming out soon.
He's rumored? Like,
no.
It's a setup, like a planned thing? Like,
no, seriously. Just like... Sigourney Weaver is rumored to be in Ghostbusters 3.
Right.
My friend told me, Anderson Cooper 360, supposedly, and this is all rumor, and I love rumors, ratings, that's it. His ratings are down. CNN's ratings are down, period. And I don't want to talk about politics or cable TV. Anyway, but yeah, if he comes out, are you kidding? Did you watch him on Regis and Kelly? Oh my God.
He's so great on there. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
And him with Kelly, like, their chemistry. And,
I know.
Oh, there was a whole thing. Did you see the thing about Kelly kind of outing him?
Yes.
That was stupid, too.
That was so stupid.
Whatever. It was, like, all
what did she
lines.
Even say? I don't remember. I watched that little bit.
Something about him coming, like, he said he wanted to come out, or it was stupid.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
stupid. It was, like, not even, it was all, like, a hype or nothing. But,
oh, and Kelly Ripa and Mark Ripa.
Mr. Ripa.
Anyway, they're going to be back on One Life to Live. Not that I watched that, but I don't know. Do you watch that?
No.
Did you ever watch soap operas?
I watched General Hospital as a kid, only because I had three older sisters also watched
really?
It. So it's like, I just kind of got drawn into it all. And as a little gay boy, of course, like, soap opera.
It's the only way my mom and I could, like, be friends. My dad was working at the dairy. I mean, that's totally, we grew up in Orange, but you know, my dad's at the dairy. My mom and I are like, what do you think is going to happen to her? Does she have AIDS? There was an AIDS one. Yeah.
Right.
Whatever.
I have to say, Anderson, I love...
Yeah, he's so delicious.
He's delicious.
Adorable.
Does he just giggle?
Mm-mm.
Cutest giggle ever.
How does he do it?
I don't giggle, so I can't remember.
Do that. I giggle?
No, it's not even that. It's like...
No, he does.
We have a friend. Our friend, John. Laguna, John. You know who you are. Same giggle. It's adorable. Just saying. Love
okay.
it.
Okay. Loves it.
Yep.
Anyways, what else? Oh, so New Year's, with that whole thing, do you have any resolutions?
I do. I said I didn't have a list last week, and I have made my list.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through the whole thing. It's kind of lengthy, but a couple things.
like 69 things on there?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I have going to run the OC half marathon.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
Going to do that.
That's really good.
This podcast, which I kind of already said, we have some goals for that. So that's a big deal. And God, what's another random one. Oh, so we, you know, I do graphic design stuff. So, you know, the canvas things of our dogs. We have we have two dogs, not we, but
we're going to get one next
collectively,
year.
Right.
We got the Fagnation dog. We're going to like tattoo him with the logo. No, we won't. We're going to tattoo him.
Cute.
Peter's going to go crazy. They're already on us for what we did to that pig.
So anyway, I did some canvas prints of our dogs. So I'm going to do some more of, like, my goal is to get some more of my artwork up in the house. That's it. Anyway,
that's a good idea. I don't know if I don't have any resolutions. I want to get fit.
Fit? Oh,
I know I look like I'm at
list.
The top of my list of fitness. Like, look at this chest. It's the shirt. It's by Hurley.
Actually, yeah, it is by
Volcom. I'm wearing a Volcom shirt.
Well, isn't that a typical, like, okay, who
oh,
of you have the same resolution, like, to lose weight or to run more or whatever?
I'm going to start the cookie diet.
Yeah?
Now, there's, like, a Hollywood cookie diet where
I've
you order, like, four cookies. You eat the two cookies a day.
Right.
I want to do it.
Well, the whole idea is just limiting your calories, right?
Yeah, it says, like, you do 600 calories, and then you do a sensible dinner for 800 calories.
Yeah, well,
is that a sensible dinner?
It's like 800 calories?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know anything about calories.
You don't?
What is that? I didn't graduate from high school.
What is a calorie?
I'm just nervous that in this next year, and this is a personal note, I don't want to get all personal, but the jeans I'm wearing today, I'm very sad that I don't think they're going to last very much longer.
Why is that?
Do you see this?
Yeah.
There's a hole. And it just
holes
makes me
good.
No, these are my favorite jeans in the entire world. And there's a shirt I'm going to wear next week. I promise you, it's going to be the last time anyone's ever seen it. Because there are pictures dating back to 2002 with it. I got to get rid of it. There's like grease stains and cum stains and everything on it. You know when cum, you like jerk off onto a shirt? When you're just like reaching for whatever you can.
Right.
Like, oh, and you're like, I don't want to use it, but I want to get up because cum will drip down my...
Right.
Anyways. You know how that is. You know when cum goes from thick to... liquid and it starts dripping. You sound convinced. Anyway, so this shirt, I'll wear it next week, and that's the thing I'm dreading the most. But anyway,
so you know, for all those of you who are looking to lose some weight or cut your calories back or whatever, there's a lot of helpful little, solutions for that.
Mm-hmm.
Came across this article online, but the most interesting one I thought was tapping your feet.
Tapping what?
Tapping your feet.
Tapping that ass.
Yeah. Tapping what?
How many calories does it burn when you're making love?
Where'd it go?
Is that
that's a lot, I think.
Oh.
Well, it depends on how long you go.
And it depends on how high the heater's turned up.
Oh, that's true, too.
Okay.
No, but tapping your foot, apparently, it doesn't say how long. I guess just like the idea is, like, if you tap your foot kind of compulsively throughout the day, you can burn an extra 350 calories.
But I think the shoes, I think they have, like, a weight on them. Did you...
No, I think that was just for the gimmick of, like...
Oh, it's just an image?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to wear a dumbbell
on
your shoes at work?
No, just tapping your foot.
Ooh.
Anyone that, like is, like, a OCD that's, like, always moving...
That's me.
That burns calories.
I have an oral fixation. I wish that I could burn calories by, like, chewing something or putting things in my mouth.
Well, that could be accomplished. I don't know about chewing.
That just said serve and sit, number 10.
Serve and sit.
Family-style meals.
Yeah.
Not
boring.
As fun as it...
Okay. Anyway, we'll post this.
Step away from the nuts, especially if they're in a big bowl.
Post this article or the link here so you can check it out. A lot of tips on how to cut your calories.
Ew, skinny up the cocktails, drink sugar free. Daddy,
well, you can't do that.
Every single time we're here, I talk about how
I already know that.
It's so sad. I can smell it. I think somebody's like has it. No, nope. Can't do any sugar free anything.
No.
Diet right. I miss you. No, I'm just kidding. So, my God.
You love this article.
Oh my God, it's my favorite. Okay, so I get a subscription to GQ Magazine because I'm a gentleman.
Clearly.
And so this article caught my eye, right? And so you look here and you go, obviously, Alan, hello, the 18 friends who make Facebook annoying.
Obviously the most appealing thing I've ever
seen. I know, seriously. Who are you? Who is this girl? Anyway, so, yeah. I show this to my straight friend and he's like, oh my God, what is happening? He would stop on my desk at work and be like, Oh my God, you saw that article too?
Yeah,
not really.
So it's
all about the most, okay, on Facebook, you know how you have all these people, and you've always said, oh God, that's the girl who always talks about the food she's making for dinner. Okay, so this is an article, and you'll have a link to it. Okay, of friends whose updates you're probably currently hiding, basically, you know, so you've already hit them because they're so annoying. My favorite in here, is Misery Lady. So here's an example. Obviously, you're saying Misery Lady is trying to be strong today after everything. Send me some good vibes.
Jesus, do you have those?
I have a Misery Lady or two, I think.
Okay, so that's one person, and you know him. Or the person who has never met a Facebook quiz he didn't like. Really? Who? Say it out loud. I want to hear it. Oh, okay. That's not me. Or the friend who can't let you forget how great his lifestyle is. Jesus. I mean, or the lady who publishes every pedestrian detail of her life.
Oh, totally.
She's like, breakfast, oatmeal. Or the person who has never not commented. I mean,
exactly.
It's the funniest article.
You have to check it out.
I seriously laughed out loud.
It's funny.
Looking through this stupid thing. Oh, God.
You know what
thing
we forgot to
say? Totally got it.
I'm sorry.
Oh. You better say you're sorry.
I apologize.
What? What's happening?
No, so we forgot to say this. And, you know, for all those of you who are subscribing, like, just a note that from now on, we need to come up with, like, our little ranking of, like, how many cocktails you should have before you start watching us, as to how it improves your viewing really experience.
Yeah, I just went from 0 to 60 in that one last goal.
Pretty much. That's the goal. So, you know, we're halfway through the episode already, but pause, go get a shot or two, come back. It'll be 10 times better, I guarantee it.
No, it's already amazing.
It
Are
is.
You kidding?
No, I already know that.
My hair looks good this week.
No,
so.
I'm just saying, like, drink up, Buttercup, before and during the show.
So true.
Because we are. So it makes it a communal experience.
Oh my God, I just lost it.
That's expose.
Oh, what's that? Expose. All
right.
Whatever.
So, yeah. Facebook, love you. Again, hide those annoying friends. That should be another 2010 resolution.
No, and I...
Who are you going to hide this year?
Or call them out and say, no, you can't call them out. Like, there's always people like, just bought my 3 Series BMW with crank seats.
No,
you know who you are.
You hide them or you unfriend them.
Bitch. Yeah. Crank seats and the BMW.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
You
guys know who it is, too.
So have you seen any movies lately?
I watched... No, I haven't. In the theater?
No. We don't go often, but I saw Avatar, which, you know, we kind of had to see it because that's the big hype. And I have to say, I was very impressed. It was great. Won't spoil it for you. Won't go into the plot at all. But
well, how do you go into a plot for a 4-hour movie?
It's not 4 hours. It's like 2.5 hours exactly. It's great. Like, and it doesn't feel like 2.5 hours at all. It's
what's it feel like?
It feels like a regular length movie, like 2-hour movie,
like regular length movie.
Like anyway. Let me shut up. It's I love sci-fi, so that helps.
Oh, me too.
But it's got like a good enough plot that's, it's not like some amazing plot, but it's definitely interesting and like a lot of good underlying issues and whatever. But the visual show, like that it puts on, is phenomenal. And you must, if you go see it, which you must, go see it in 3D. Because 3D, like I have to say, I wasn't a big fan of 3D, or didn't think I was before.
Okay.
Because I think we saw like one 3D movie before, I forget what it was, but it was kind of gimmicky. And
what movie was it?
I don't even know.
Captain Neo.
Yeah.
Do they give you glasses and you put them
that,
on?
Well, that's the thing. Let me get there.
Did they clean those?
So 3D was kind of gimmicky. Like, everything that was shot in 3D was like, you know, a ball throwing out at you or something stupid, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but no, this, it's not. It's like the whole thing, it's just, it adds just one more element, like one more dimension to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, you know, certain shots, like the screen doesn't change aspect ratios when a shot... You know, never mind. The size of the screen doesn't change.
Aspect ratios.
It's good.
Okay.
But it's interesting because there's this whole like trend that we're gonna start seeing in the next decade, in the 2010s, about 3D TVs and shows and such. So it's one thing for TV or movies to have it because it's whatever novel, I guess, and it gets people to go to the movies instead of staying at home watching their TV shows or their movies, but there's apparently, like, the big trend is going to be 3D TVs.
I saw my tube TV, so I don't know what I'm going to do with that. It's so heavy.
No.
It's so heavy.
That's, yeah.
I don't know. I know.
Especially
when the flat screen TVs are going to be, like, $99.99 now. They'll be cheaper than a Wii.
No, it's true.
I know.
But, the problem I have with it all, because, like I said, I'm kind of being a little more convinced about, like, the viewing experience, but... Am I going to sit in front of my TV and fucking put on a pair of
glasses? I believe you will.
Every time I want to watch TV? No. It's a premature technology.
No.
I'm saying.
I know. I believe you. I believe that you will indeed. Or they're going to come out contact lenses, 3D contact lenses.
Oh.
Like, hold on.
That's
and they'll be like bifocal, like, contacts where you just kind of like look upwards like this and you go, you can watch it like in 3D. One. And two, I think you would put them on. I have a pair of tanning lenses, tanning glasses,
yeah,
that I will, when I'm outside, you know, when you're laying out, you don't want to get the sunglass lines.
Right.
So I will wear the little sunglasses.
Here.
No, the tanning bed things.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're amazing. Don't wear the paper ones. Those are horrible.
Okay.
You can't, you have to like,
this,
you squint.
You're gonna get skin cancer from that shit.
Oh, yeah, because I've been to this. Look at me. I'm like the whitest thing in the whole world.
Just saying.
Well,
avoid the tanning beds.
I'm not going to tan. I own a pair of tanning beds.
Oh,
glasses.
Okay.
Got
it. Okay. So the last thing about Avatar is that they, just a little FYI, they're the first movie, or no, the fastest movie to cross the $1 billion mark.
That's hot.
In 2 weeks. That's pretty fucking amazing.
That is amazing. I can't wait to see Titanic in 3D. Are they going to go back and make it? Iceberg, right ahead. Yeah, or all my favorite pornos.
Oh my god.
No, that's
No, that's right.
Oh,
it's going to happen.
I'm so sure.
Mark my words.
Right, exactly. And tonight is the night where Avatar is going to make $1,008,000,000. So I'm going to go see it tonight.
Well, I can't wait to hear your review.
Okay, I will.
Let me know.
Okay.
All right. This is
great. Oh my god. Great video. Protect Marriage Act,
yes,
of 2010. Hysterical. Let's watch it.
Do we have it up? I don't think I do.
There's only 1 minute of it.
So bad.
No.
So bad.
It's okay. We didn't watch it.
Well, we're not going to...
We're going to put it up there.
We'll put it up here for you to watch it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to watch it.
But I want to watch The Grocery Store Man really bad.
Okay, so...
The Grocery Store Man is the best.
Okay, well, then let's just talk about the Protect Marriage Act. So, it's just in California, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so all of you who aren't in California, there's a... You know, in light of Prop 8, which was last year, there's a group put this...
Prop Gate. Oh my god, I just came up with a coin to work. Oh, that's ours. We got it. Take that, CNN.
So, the idea is to create a proposition that makes the bans divorce.
Divorce, exactly, by straights. Or anybody.
Anyone,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So, how brilliant is that? Like, first of all, just the idea of, like, okay, for all those, you know, Christians on their high horse and that are all about, you know, protecting the sanctity of marriage.
I think
with
they're on those midget horses, actually. Little baby ones where they can touch the ground. It's almost like riding a Harley.
You can touch the ground with it?
Anyway. No,
anyways,
it's a great video. You see the link.
Yeah,
but
check
go
it
watch
out.
It. Watch 1 minute. 1 minute, this girl, she says everything that any of us have ever thought about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's great.
So right now, Grocery Store Man, the best thing. There's a... And this is also, I think, from The Sword, actually, where this man is in a grocery store surveillance film, and you know, let's watch this.
Let's watch
it's
a little bit.
Really funny.
Can we go back to the beginning?
It's pretty good, right? Oh, get up there, girl.
Come on, man.
Oh,
oh
hey.
There's no volume as well.
Hey, you. I love all the white splotches.
Oh. Seriously, like I don't understand. Who would do this? There's someone else around. It's not like there's just no one watching.
No, I think he's reaching. Have you? Don't you go grocery shopping, Jake?
No.
Where you reach down,
sorry.
You have to reach between someone's legs. I always have to do that.
He keeps going back around like he's smelling his
need,
ass.
I need that Ralph's brand down on the very bottom shelf. You grab it.
I'm sorry. This is the funniest thing ever. What the fuck? Like he's like right up in his ass. Is that a man or a woman? Do we know?
Oh my god! I don't even know.
And there's like people. Like, do they not notice?
No, because he's reaching for the whole
no,
week.
But no, he's like, whatever.
It's, but
it's
it is
funny,
so funny.
Shit. Like, pause.
That's sexy.
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I don't understand. Who does that? Who does that in public? And
I do that in public. That's what I was
doing. You asses in public?
I hate the smell of ass, period. But ass,
true
period?
Story.
Have you ever had that?
Ass, period?
I'm just kidding. So anyway, also last story of the
last story
first episode of 2010.
It's our first episode,
Jesus,
of 2010.
I know.
It's exciting.
I know. Female condoms. Who
this
knew? Who knew?
I didn't know.
So where is that anyway? Did we bring that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So unorganized.
Seriously,
kill me.
Because I didn't even know female condoms were a big deal. Oh,
no,
there you
no.
go. You did it. That was it.
Oh,
this guy. This
oh,
man.
Oh,
this,
there he is.
This man will be wearing a female condom when you fuck him. That's what the
he's
sword.
Hot.
The sword.com says.
Is it really him? I'll fuck him.
No. So. You can wear female condoms instead of wearing a
rainbow.
I
didn't realize.
I don't wear condoms because I don't have sex.
Right.
No, I don't. I sincerely don't. It's been 8 months. But let me tell you, men are starting to put these condoms up their ass. There's two things, and I'm going to do a segment in the next year.
Really?
In the next 5 years.
Is that a resolution?
Yes. And yeah, we'll do a black screen where we put the thing up and then so you can't see my peener. Anyways.
Because that's what
But I'm going to start wearing it. So then this guy is like, at what point in the hookup does the plastic bag go up your ass? Wow. So you can wear it, your condom out to the bar so that your guy can be fucking you and then go out, take a piss, fuck somebody else, come back, fuck you again. It's brilliant.
It
won't pull your hard on. Condoms kill your hard on. And allergic to latex.
You're going to be the experiment. You need to try that out and report back.
I don't have sex with anybody.
No, I'm not saying try it for sex, but try
totally.
Applying it.
Are those expensive?
How much could it be? $5?
Condoms are expensive.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Do you think you can go to Condom Revolution and just do the grab bag where you put them into the plastic bag? I want like 6 female condoms. That'd be hot.
That'd be hot.
And are they bigger? Like, obviously they're like a... Oh, or you can use like a Ralph's bag where you just shove it up there. I mean, I might need to borrow someone's fist just to push it in there. Oh, okay. And just peel it and tape it.
Yeah, let me know how that goes.
Whatever. All okay. Right. Whatever.
This is a fail, I think. I think we need to like strive to finish our cocktails, even though this is a shorter episode. That's pretty bad.
This is my second one of the evening.
Well, I didn't know that, but maybe that's why.
Of the afternoon.
Anyway, I didn't finish mine, so I need to work on that.
We're going to be fine.
All right. So I think we're going to wrap this up. We're trying to keep them a little shorter, right?
Yeah, totally.
Couple things on, if you want to send us any comments, suggestions.
Stories, we love
stories, that. Please. Like anything interesting, whether it be something you find online or just a personal anecdote.
We're getting hundreds of stories, so if you don't get featured, don't worry. Might get you next. You won't be featured maybe this week. Next week, we will get to you.
Yeah, we will.
If it's a good story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the key. Make it good. photos, naked photos, whatever you want. Fans at fagnation.com.
Mom, don't send any naked pictures.
No,
stop that.
You have to be hot though, that's the thing.
Oh,
no.
I like ugly people.
Okay.
Don't cut out everybody watching this.
No, I'm teasing. Right. No, any photos, we will not be discriminatory. It would be great. And if you like us, or even if you don't like us, please click the little sponsor link in iTunes. That would be great. We'd appreciate
subscribe.
It. Subscribe to us.
Yeah.
This is
not
sponsor.
Sponsor.
Okay. Clearly, I've had enough.
He needs a sponsor right now.
No.
Alcohol.
No, subscribe, please. Subscribe and rate. And what else? I guess we'll see you next week.
For sure next week.
For sure. See ya.
Peace out.